The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet. This is the Kickout.
Hello. Good evening. Well, I shouldn't say good evening because you might be listening to this in the morning. Whatever time of day it is, I hope you're having a great time. This is another episode of The Kick Out. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
My name is Tay.
My name is Neil Flewellen. Wow. Yes.
First time we've done a four.
Yeah. You know what? This is the first time for Tay. What an absolute pleasure to meet you.
Very nice meeting you
through the medium of podcast into your ears, ladies and gentlemen.
This is finally the first time we have the four man booth.
Yes.
Oh, you like
who's going to be
a
Winston?
New edition of the Four Horsemen.
yeah, exactly.
So that means I'm Peter Venkman.
Yeah.
If we were Ghostbusters right now.
Oh, no.
Ray Stantz, right. Ace, Egon Spengler, Tay. Oh, I'm Winston.
You're actually funny. So you can't be. So you're a funny Winston Zedmore.
Because
you came late.
I came on last.
Yeah.
I'm the minority in this group.
Yeah.
I'm Winston Zedmore.
Oh, Winston Zedmore. Yes, but a funnier version.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen shit that'll turn you.
Classic. Ghostbusters, great film.
Can I just say, there's going to be loads of different references to things that are not wrestling related this week, because wrestling's shit at the moment.
Yeah.
So, there you go. We start with Ghostbusters.
Also, are we going to start trying to throw our own wrestling movie night soon?
Yeah, we are. Do you know what? I was supposed to tell you about this before I hit record, but it's fine. Mm-hmm. But we may be doing a screening where 80% the way of doing a screening for the Ric Flair 30 for 30 documentary.
Skillet's just strutted off. Strutting.
He's taking his clothes.
He's stripping now.
Yep. Okay.
Please don't do the knee drop. Okay. Which, I mean, it's a documentary I've been looking forward to forever since I heard about it. But you know that he's got an amazing life story.
This is amazing. So we might be able to showcase this live in theater, not in a theater, but in a hired out venue where we have a big screen. And we'll invite some, hopefully...
Who's getting the rights to that? Who's on that?
That's what I was literally going to say. Like, I don't know what the... Are we allowed to show people other people's films in a venue?
Yes, you are. You are, but I think they have to be, like, DVDs or...
You'd have to pay a PRS or something.
I don't think we can stream. No, but there's, like the same venue you're thinking of doing it in.
Yeah.
I've worked for a movie club that's done their own movie nights.
Right.
And I DJed for them where they showcase their films in the same venue, so it's fine.
I suggest you talk to them.
We should.
Yeah.
But yeah, we should. If you guys want to see that, please tweet us at Geek Out Podcast. We're looking at around the 12th of November.
Right. Yeah. So it'd be the Ric Flair 30/30.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
I'm so looking forward to this documentary. Though.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be amazing.
Apparently, there's some really high profile random people doing, you know, the little talky bits. Apparently, there's some really high profile people that at one point, one of the people actually made the cinema like,
oh, really?
So I'm wondering, do you think it's Obama or something? Do you know what I mean? It's got to be someone randomly big.
Maybe we've got Halle Berry.
That's a show.
He was the best lover I ever had. Does anyone believe that story?
No.
Tay.
It's not true.
Why? I think it's possible.
I think it's possible, you know.
I think Ric Flair could easily pull Halle Berry. No?
I have no idea. he would have had to have done it in his later years when the nipples went saggy, wouldn't he? And that's going to...
I believe in his source. I believe in Ric Flair's source.
I believe in Ric Flair.
I definitely believe
I don't believe it.
Source. I do. Why not? Why?
Because Halle Berry denied it.
So?
It's possible.
Do you know who Halle Berry guys are with now?
Billy Bob Thornton.
No. There's an English producer called Alex the Kid.
Yeah, I'm not saying that she wouldn't. So if he, she... she could have denied it.
Alex the Kid is like literally that boy that was in the corner of the classroom. That no one would speak to. Like, he's just that little nerd boy.
She's going to Alex the Kid?
Yes.
The English producer?
Yes.
Wow.
That's Halle Berry's
man. That's random.
Exactly.
I know Alex the Kid really well.
Blonde
hair.
Right, so, I haven't
seen him in years.
All right, if you were Halle
Berry. He's going to Halle Berry.
This is what I'm trying to explain to you.
No way.
Do your Googles, fam. That's Alex
that's
the Kid.
Lies. That's
lies. He's Googling right now.
I know Alex the Kid. He's a good dude.
If you were Halle Berry, who would you open up for? Him or... Ric Flair.
Wait, let me see this picture.
I can't believe it. Because I know he moved to the same minute.
The silence was
Alex the Kid goes out with Halle Berry. That's known.
She definitely went with Ric Flair.
She went with Ric Flair. She did. Thank you.
100%. I'm not
as good. You know what? I was thinking of somebody else.
Who was you?
I don't know who this guy is.
What is wrong with
it's a hot start to the kick out this week.
That's a blonde hair. I thought it was because another guy called Alex the Kid that's producing as well. He's British. He moved to the States, but he does more like house and electronics.
It's the same guy. It must be.
This is a mixed race black guy I'm seeing here.
No.
Wood Green.
Alex the Kid, the white producer that produced.
No. This is the same one. Halle Berry confirms relationship with Alex the Kid.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he's a mixed race guy.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, should we talk about wrestling?
Yeah, I think we need to move on slightly.
Should we talk about outside the ring first?
What have we got?
Well, we got some wrestlers that were let go earlier this week.
Yeah.
Emma, Summer Rae, and to make Darren Young great again by making him...
What, you think that's going to make him great
jobless
again?
Mr. No Days Off.
Yeah. He's got one or two now.
Hey! What are everybody's thoughts about Emma? First of all, let's talk about Emma first. I was quite shocked that Emma's being let go because she obviously was booked to look strong.
But it explains the 50-50 booking. Don't you think someone backstage went, just so you know, we've probably given her the old look next week. Give her a little thing. Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, they're going to... Imagine if they made her job out and then fired her. They'd look like arseholes. So I think the reason the 50-50 thing happened was because they were like, we've got to give her something. Don't you think that makes more sense?
No, it does make
maybe
sense.
But why make a new entrance theme? She debuted
Vince
a new
man
theme.
Is insane.
But yeah, usually when they give you a new theme, it's they're like, speech up, it's something. No, they're pushing you.
Right.
Like Baron Corbin, they gave them the USA Championship. But then her, they were just like, push you up. United States. They like gave her a new theme and then they're like, all right, we're letting you go.
Do you think she asked to be let go?
No.
I feel like she may have been fired previously, though.
You know why she's been fired? Because of the reaction to Leo Rush's tweet. Did you hear about this?
No.
She got fired because she annoyed the writers with all her Twitter.
No, she got fired, I'm saying that's how I know that she definitely got fired.
Right.
Because the reaction to Leo Rush's tweet.
What was Leo Rush's tweet?
He said, I guess this is what happens when you're not ready for Asuka.
And then everybody,
Bray Wyatt got upset. Taz, Peyton Royce got upset.
Jack Gallagher
got upset. Who else?
They all jumped. Yeah, Taz, Gallagher.
They all jumped to her defense.
Jumped on Bray Wyatt.
Like, can you say that? Bray Wyatt said, "You're not going to last long here, kid." Now, obviously,
you're not going to last here long.
It wasn't nice. He should have more common sense because he just joined the damn federation.
Yeah.
He's young, though, at the same time. He's 21 years old. And it's not that much of a bad tweet.
He didn't tweet it, somebody died.
And Emma's going to get other work somewhere else. She's going to get work in TNA. Or she's going to get work as an actress. She does modelling.
Skillet. What about this? What happens if you heard in Walthamstow, there was some kid rapper puts out some shit little rap song on YouTube and he says your name and he dishes you. Yeah. And he's like some 20-year-old rapper. How would you feel about that?
What, you've said...
he's done nothing.
Skillet's not ready for Asuka.
if he put out a rap song in the... Look at me trying to make it... someone put out a song and didn't mention your name.
I would diss that rapper back, but in a song. I wouldn't go mad about it on Twitter.
I'll
do Biggie Smalls. That's what Biggie Smalls did best. You just mentioned them rappers in a song.
What a random beginning.
But Leo Rush is very young, you know, and it's not that bad of a tweet. I can understand some people getting a bit like, what the hell?
I can't believe you said she'll get work at TNA, like, that's a good thing.
It's not. It's not TNA anymore. It's actually brand. Global
oh,
Force.
Oh, did he say that as well?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's shit. What Skillet
no,
said.
That.
Oh,
like, it was, that's a booby prize.
Also.
GFW.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not GFW anymore. Cause...
But Leo Rush did apologise. He came out and apologised. Said, listen, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to upset Emma. I think she's great. All the best for her. Wish her all the luck. And people were still going on about his grammar. In that stuff, and then Road Dogg came to Leo Rush's defense saying, come on, man, he's apologizing. You guys are cussing about his grammar. You guys are
who did
Road Dogg? Said, you guys are worse than you're no good, you're no better than Leo if you're gonna diss the man. He's apologizing about what he said, and you're gonna pull him about his grammar. Like,
yeah, but
fuck Twitter.
Some people hate bad grammar.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a big there person. There. Have you heard this new Skillet? Like, I'm just going to look at your face as I say this. Have you heard that Atami might be getting a bump?
I've got this written
to 205 Live, Skillet!
We're gonna get to that in a minute. Summer Rae, what's your fondest memory? Oh, before we get past this, Emma, let's go around across the room. Sorry, we flew. So we start with Winston Zenmore. all the way to Peter Venkman.
I'm so Venkman.
Your one highlight of Emma in her WWE career, and you can mention NXT as well.
No, I like the the geeky dancer gimmick right back at the beginning. I thought it was kind of cute, but I thought it was cute, but yeah.
I would probably say the same thing. I think I liked the anticipation of Emelina.
Oh my!
What do you mean by anticipation?
Well, it was giving us like videos every week. The pictures were hot, and we were ready for Emelina, and she never came.
Yeah.
Very random.
I will always remember Emma for that, and the dance, and the sunglasses, and that's it.
Tay,
how much of Paige in NXT?
Yes, Tay, well done. Yeah,
that was a good match.
That for the NXT title, wasn't it? Was that when they first crowned the NXT title?
Yeah,
yes. That probably is Emma's highlight in WWE career. Her match with Paige for the NXT title, and I love Emma's run with Dana Brooke. I thought they were really good together. Yeah, they were like the original
Billy Kane. Random question then: other wrestlers who only had one pay-per-view appearance in a singles match. Can we think of
Emma was one of them as well.
Well, Emma was one of them, but she had the multi-one at No Mercy, but this was her only singles match. You know, I probably shouldn't have asked that because it would be more silence, but can we think off our top of heads of any wrestlers who only had one pay-per-view appearance? The Gobbledygooker? Archie. That wasn't really a wrestling match, was it?
Archie, what are you talking about?
Did he even have one?
Remember he had that main... Do you remember when Archie had a main event match against John Cena?
Right.
A capital punishment.
Yes.
Yes.
Can you believe that?
I remember that.
Do you know that I actually thought he was going to win?
So I hoped he win because that little time he went through, I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah.
Was it for the WWE Championship?
Yeah, Little Jimmy.
Yeah, he was
Little Jimmy. Was going to win.
Okay. Yeah, it was Little Jimmy.
And you thought Archie was going to win?
Fam, Jinder Mahal holds the towel right now, fam.
That's different.
It's not different. How is it different?
Because Jinder Mahal, you can see why there's a little thing with him. This storyline was in the middle. You know, the backing.
R-Truth was using, like...
Well, what R-Truth did to be a champion.
Wasn't he great at the time?
His gimmicks were incredible.
It was
his
promos.
No, yeah, and his promos.
Cigarettes.
You know, the early Little Jimmy.
He was doing the Little Jimmy stuff, and he was talking about, like... I'm gonna...
You thought Archie was going to win a title with a Little Jimmy gimmick?
No, he was doing the heel crazy stuff, that was working.
And I remember he was talking to cigarettes.
Him, Miz, and Christian did that three, you know...
And him and stuff with the Miz was amazing.
Yeah.
Archie's done some good stuff, you know.
Yeah,
he has. Anyway.
The My Bad stuff, I like all that.
Summer Rae. Does anybody have a highlight about Summer Rae?
Fandango.
The fact she put on Twitter, really. All of my fans, don't do this, you know, hashtag put her back, you know, thanks for all the support. I haven't heard anybody saying, what up with Summer Rae, yeah.
No.
Well, she was a very pretty person. Okay. Good luck to her.
Yeah, leave it as that. We don't really have any. I mean, her stuff at Fandango was good, but that was about it.
She wasn't a bad wrestler either.
What?
She wasn't. They just didn't do anything with her, like, at all.
Yeah, she wasn't terrible.
All right, and Darren
she
Young.
She wasn't Eva Marie.
We got stuff about Darren Young we could talk about.
Did you put her on
Nexus?
Nexus.
Primetime
Players.
Yeah.
Primetime Players would have been great if their manager didn't get fired.
Who was the manager?
I can't remember his name now. Remember, he made a
comment
about...
He was a bit jive talking, wasn't he?
He came out with that comment about Kobe Bryant.
I don't remember.
This is like Kobe Bryant, the white woman, something like that.
He said it on TV.
He said it on TV, on Raw. And he got fired. And then, if they had that manager with them, they would have been massive.
So Heath Slater is the only surviving member of Nexus.
Nope.
Who?
Still got David Otunga who's in commentary.
Yeah, wrestling.
Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel was in the second run. This was the original faction. Second faction. No. That's the second one. Yep. That would be like saying the NWO a bit later on.
He's
that's right. Incorrect, Skillet.
Right.
And incorrect, GP.
No, Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan's not also wrestling. Not wrestling.
He's not wrestling no more.
But you should say original member then.
Yeah. Sorry.
Exactly.
You are Pernickety Skillet this week.
I am Pernickety Skillet.
No, the only thing I think, were they missing a touch by doing, I know it's, maybe I'm being backwards by saying this, but doing the openly gay wrestler as a character.
100%.
I think in this day and age, wouldn't that be very positive?
No, Vince doesn't want gay characters.
Of course he doesn't.
He wants sexual ambiguous. I want sexual ambiguous. Gold dust, Velveteen Dream. You don't know if he's gay. You don't know if he's straight. He's sexually ambiguous.
I really wish you guys could see what Skillet is doing right now.
My neighbours have just had a heart attack.
What is wrong with you, man?
What? That's what Vince McMahon wants.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just letting you know what Vince McMahon wants, okay?
I think they should have used that openly gay thing, 100%.
Don't you think that'd be good?
I think yes. I think it's progressive going forward, 2017.
I think it'd be progressive, but I don't think Vince would go for it.
Of course, no. That's the point.
The thing is, another thing is, how would you actually use that in an angle, really?
Well, I mean, yeah, you'd have to be very careful because obviously they're having a go at someone for being old. It was like, shut up, you. But they'd have to do it in a PG, in a PG way, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we've heard you like the sauce. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Well, I heard last week you took that wrestler from behind.
Yeah.
As in attack. It would have to be loud. It just wouldn't work, would it?
That wouldn't work, no.
But it's a shame.
Yeah.
Because I think there's something there because that's a character that hasn't been done.
For God's sake, he was on an Ellen show, for God's sake. He came out on Ellen.
Yeah.
Ellen doesn't watch wrestling.
Yeah. It's a big
they
deal.
Really should have done something with that.
Yeah, 100%.
That exposure there, but hey.
But let's face it, WWE have only just accepted women. Do you know what I mean? We're still years behind homosexual people.
The gay young classic.
And so is Skillet, apparently.
I'm joking. It's a joke. 25th anniversary for Raw in January. We're going to have like, what are they going
to
do?
I'm more tempted to go to that than WrestleMania.
They're going to have like, you know, a lot of old wrestlers coming back.
They're going to do it like WrestleMania.
Maybe DBRC, IRS, Kevin Nash, Sean, Taker will make an appearance.
Yeah. We'll
take it.
And it's going to be filmed in two different arenas.
It's going to be filmed in two different arenas. Oh, so really? One will just be like the New York ballroom and like the old one. Remember the way it was in that old. So it's going to be like Samuel, what's it?
What are you trying to say? Simulcast. Okay.
What's up with Skillet?
What are you drinking?
He's been smoking some Shinsuke Nakamura.
I can see JoJo in the ring right now. She's looking great.
She's fully recovered.
I love her.
Yeah, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Raw in the background. Here comes Alicia Fox.
She's looking great. But anyway, we'll get back to that.
Always.
And,
Darren Young, sorry guys.
We've done a Darren Young bit. We don't have any.
Okay,
what's their favourite Darren Young moment?
Okay, do you have a favourite Darren Young moment?
Nexus.
Yeah, it just have to be Nexus. Nexus debut, but he was involved. One of my favourites was Edge and Christian, where they were walking away, and at the last minute they decide to join the team, and then they go down, and the Nexus fight the the WWE.
I liked when Darren Young had Bob Backlund as a manager.
I liked that as well.
I didn't.
No,
I did.
I loved Bob Backlund. I did.
No. So how do you feel about Itami going up to 205 Live?
Okay, let's talk about it now.
Yeah, go on.
Hideo Itami is rumoured.
Yep.
It's not official yet, but he's rumoured to be joining 205 Live.
Well, isn't that a good spot at the moment? Because he drowned on the main roster.
Would he?
Yes.
He
if Nakamura is, then Itami would.
Got a good point.
Ace, Hideo Itami,
205
Live.
It's good for 205. It's bad for him.
Yeah.
But they're just trying anything now. You know what? Like, I was thinking about this the other day. I could see them doing something as stupid as bringing Ray back to.
They are going
to
bring Ray back.
For 205.
Ray's going to come back at WrestleMania.
For 205 Live?
Yeah.
That's dead.
That's definitely what they
did.
But they're going to throw everything at 205.
Not.
You don't think so?
Of
course. No, Ray Mysterio is not coming back to 205 Live. Of course he's not.
If he was Ray Mysterio, would you accept 205 Live?
No.
Yeah.
I think Skillet's winding us up.
No, he might though.
Would she though?
Because I feel like they're throwing all their resources at 205 just to try and make something work. And they need a name that big.
Oh, can I also say?
What?
There's a wrestler, I'm going to mention his name in a minute, who tweeted that he signed all his contracts for the independents leading up to January. So his contracts with independents is done until January. So he might be joining WWE in the new year. And he might do an AJ Styles where he joins the Royal Rumble and whatnot.
Ricochet. That would be cool, yeah.
Yeah, Ricochet.
I heard that as well.
Ricochet. About time.
Ricochet might come to WWE, man.
That'd be dope. Sorry, that was me, guys. I'm not scared of it.
Any other outside news?
Oh, and Jeff Jarrett is now in rehab, sponsored by WWE.
Which is good for them, man.
They're paying for it.
That's good, man.
That's really
and which would also suggest that they are quite willing to do our discussion last week. That's a Hall of Fame stuff, you know.
And Jarrett, let's go back to that question. He is a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
He is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I said last week. Yeah, he is.
I think it was you and me who said we weren't sure.
I said he wasn't sure, but now I'm definitely sure. Because
they pay for the rehab.
Forget his run in the WWE, which wasn't always great, but he did some good moments there. But his contributions to wrestling outside of WWE, TNA, helping some of these careers get taken off. Do you know what I mean? From a wrestling lineage family with Jerry Jarrett. So
interesting.
Jeff Jarrett is a Hall of Famer, man. Let's sing.
No.
No. Listen to J-E.
No. Double you've F. already annoyed the neighbours enough.
J-E. Double R. Double T.
Hand on the clock.
It's enough.
Oh, he's been smoking some Bludgeon Brothers.
Do we know what his addiction is? Is he just like on painkillers and stuff?
It's booze.
Booze.
It's booze, I assume, man. Yeah. Cause, yeah. What else, Skillet?
So, and, quickly, do you know what Jeff Jarrett and Kurt Angle's relationship is like now?
They're all right. They don't like each other, but they don't really part of each other, but they're cool.
Okay. That's all.
And lastly, rumors have it that there might be a UK show coming to ITV with WWE.
King of the Ring.
Okay. I've been hearing about this rumor for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it anymore.
No.
No. Mm. Why you sound like defeated?
No.
Okay.
Raw.
Yeah.
I'm going to preempt this, ladies and gentlemen, because I've been thinking, I've been listening to the podcast all week, and they're all very depressing and stuff like that, and quite rightly, because it was a bad week. I think we'll discuss that shortly. And like my girlfriend said, she made a really good analogy, actually. She said, it seems like to her, that when I'm moaning, that Vince McMahon is basically Arsene Wenger. Yes. He did amazing things at Arsenal. You know, and you could never diss him that much because he's brought you these incredible things, but he's now a little bit past it, and now, unfortunately, the team and the entertainment is suffering.
Yes.
And that is the case with WWE. So while we're talking this week, while we're slagging it off, while after each segment, we are going to say something positive about the WWE, the current product.
That's good.
So we're going to say what we want, and at the end, someone has to say something positive, a reason we are watching.
My positivity on that is...
You can kick off. There you go, Skillet. Yes.
Around this time, it's usually quite bad anyway.
That isn't a good thing. It's normally shit this time of year.
It's the truth.
Why?
Survivor Series time, October,
I love Survivor
December.
Series.
I love Survivor Series as a pay-per-view, but around the build-up around it, when do you remember a memorable build-up to Survivor Series? Ever? Don't worry, I'll wait.
Okay, Ric Flair and Razor Ramon versus Mr. Perfect and the Macho Man Randy Savage.
That was a good match, but that was no good build-up around
Mr. Perfect turning babyface? I always wanted
when
him to do that.
Up,
yeah, Bobby Heenan.
Okay, that was good. What I'm saying is...
And Shawn Michaels versus
around
Brett.
This time, usually they always dip.
Right.
And then they bring it back up for Royal Rumble, Road to WrestleMania. Road to WrestleMania is always one of the best things ever in WWE.
Again, that's not a positive thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's not positive. That's just saying, yeah, it's normally bad at this time of year.
I ended on a positive.
Okay, my positive... One of the reasons I watch WWE at the moment is I enjoy the documentaries. I enjoy, like, WWE 24 and stuff like that.
Right.
So even though it's reminiscent about the old days, when they do packages these days, it's very, very good. It makes me reminisce.
When was the last time they were doing WWE 24? There was supposed to be one on Goldberg. They haven't done that.
I must admit...
It's coming
soon.
They got rid of
Talking
Smack.
What's next week?
I think it's next week.
Where are you getting that from?
I'm not quite sure. I might have made up. I don't know. It's coming soon. Coming soon.
Oh, wait a minute, Ace, if you didn't watch this first section...
Oh, you've got to watch this. Yeah, Ace, you've got to watch this.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Turn it up.
We're watching Raw, guys.
Ace, you've got to watch this bit. Raw's on the background,
Jax,
by the way.
Is just walking out.
There's an Arsenal thing there. Oi! Is he going to put Nia Jax in the Coquita clutch?
The crowd went nuts as well.
A couple Arsenal fans there this week. Wow.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was
the
only good thing on this week's wrestling.
Yeah,
that was
the best part of Raw.
That was it.
No, yeah. It actually was the I went crazy when that
was
happening.
Yeah, it was.
I went nuts.
Samoa Joe
is back.
And the Usos and AJ Styles are single-handedly, even though there's four of them. No, they're holding it up for me at the moment.
What, hold on, so not Kane?
Let's talk about Raw.
Where was Raw this week, Ace?
I don't know. I've just turned it on just now.
We're not that show.
I don't know.
We don't care where it was. Let the other shows do that.
Raw was in America somewhere.
Yes. Thank you, Tay.
Raw kicked off with Stephanie McMahon return. Stephanie McMahon came down and she tore Kurt Angle a new asshole. by saying, listen, you've come back, Kurt, and you've done great things. You've become a great general manager. You stepped up to the plate like I knew you would. You haven't been in the WWE for 17 years, and you've been awesome. You've also handled the meningitis strike very well, and you came in and took and replaced Roman Reigns in an absolute great match, wanting the fans to go crazy and want more Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle was actually visibly
Tay's face, ladies and gentlemen.
Kurt Angle was visibly happy, and he was like, Kurt was like,
I'm just watching this.
Thank you a lot, Steph. Thank you. That really means a lot, because Kurt does get really flattered when you still compliment him today. But Kurt, you messed up. Because you let my brother trick you. You let my brother blindside you and take the company under siege. Tell your thoughts.
I like that she came back. I'm happy she came back.
I mean, it was a good promo.
Yeah.
But she was really harsh on Kurt.
I like that you need a fourth eye for incompetence. I thought that was very good.
Yeah, you need four eyes for competence. Yeah. You talk about your integrity, intelligence, and intensity. Now we need a new word, incompetence. But
what are you doing?
I'm doing
You're just going to talk through the whole episode.
Yeah. What?
Oh, hang on. There you go. That's my first point. How dare the audience what Kurt Angle at the beginning? Yeah, show some feckin' respect, you peasant.
Well, they're still telling him that he sucks when the music comes out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well. Yeah, it's
but you don't what? You what the baddies when they're, or somebody's messing up a thing. You don't what Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
I don't care where they're from, mugs.
So Stephanie, I'm joking. Stephanie says that you're going to be team captain for Raw now. So Kurt Angle's going to be part of the Raw team.
Yep.
And he's going to have to find out who the rest of the team will be with their single matches for the rest of the night.
Right.
Anyone else sick of everybody saying, he says it, it's true, it's damn true, and then the people dissing him say, well, let me do, you better sort this out. Oh, it's true, it's damn true. I'm so fucking sick of people saying, oh, it's true, it's damn true. I'm pissing blood. but what's good about the WWE? Tyler Black, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler Black is one of the good things about WWE at the moment. Yes. Moving on.
Tyler Black?
Seth.
What did I say?
He said Tyler Black. You Tyler Rollins.
No, Tyler Black. Oh, not Tyler Black. Who's the guy in NXT? Thingy Black.
Alistair
Black. There you go. Oh, jeez. I've been drinking, ladies and gentlemen, again. I apologise. So's Tay. I see a glint in Tay's
okay,
eye.
Okay, there's 3 out of 4 of us that have been drinking.
Hey! Oh, have you been
I'm driving, so...
Skillet, that would explain this. Have you been drinking?
I haven't been drinking.
Maybe two.
Well, why are you acting Skillet's like such drinking. A fool?
It's not just how Skillet is.
Big man! Alicia Fox is supposed to take on Bayley.
Yes.
She comes out wearing a captain's hat because she's now the captain, obviously the Raw team captain. She's looking quite hot though.
Yeah, she, oh, she
for some reason, funny. Because she's Raw team captain, this must allow her to be also become general manager. So she says, oh, Bayley, I'm not going to wrestle you tonight. You're going to wrestle a returning Nia Jax, which they had a nice little decent match.
Yep. Nia Jax had a little pop when she came out, didn't she?
Yeah, she had a little pop. Nia Jax defeats Bayley, and then Alicia Fox says, Nia Jax, you're the first pick to be part of the Raw's women team against SmackDown.
Right.
As Nia Jax was going up the ramp, we just showed you what just happened. Samoa Joe returns to a great Raw, comes down, cuts a little bit of a heel promo.
What did he say?
Said, you, what did he say?
I said, you know, he got a pop. He acknowledged the fact he got a pop when he came out, but he's like, you know, I don't want you to cheer me. None of you cared about me.
Yeah, none of you cared about me. I haven't missed any of you.
I'm going to use your disrespect as fuel. So basically, just turn heel on the crowd, and good for him, because he should be a heel. Because he's the best thing going at the moment.
And then Apollo Crews comes out to wrestle Joe.
In a
very good
match
as well. It was a very good match between Joe and Crews. Crews is a very underrated wrestler, in my opinion. Don't you think, guys?
No, I think he's rated. I just think he's got no personality. People think he's a great wrestler, but he's just... we don't know who he is.
Yep. Nobody gets excited about his matches.
No, his matches are... I think he has good matches.
He does. Look at this.
Solid work.
Nice.
Look at this. Sorry, podcast listeners. Look at this, we say.
Look at this.
Look at this.
I say what I want.
But yeah, but I mean, yeah.
So yeah, I'd say this was the best thing on the whole 5 hours of wrestling this week with the Samoa Joe return. Yep.
Well, good night, everybody. Nah, I'm joking. So yeah, Joe defeats Apollo Crews. After the match, Joe attacks Apollo Crews. Titus O'Neil squares up to Joe. Joe pretends to back away from O'Neil, like, I don't want none of this. Pretends to go outside the ring, but turns around, slowly stalks titles of Neil and then puts him in the Aquina clutch.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do we see a title in Samoa Joe's future?
100%.
I hope it's one that's the colour red.
Universal.
No, it has to be. It has to be.
I don't think he'll get it.
No, he has to. 100% he's going to get it.
Joe world champion. Joe's been a champion. Every federation Joe's wrestled in, he's been a champion. Ring of Honor, TNA.
I think if Kevin Owens got it,
exactly
I think
what
Samoa
I was
Joe
gonna
can
say.
Get it.
Yeah.
I think
100%. He's more convincing than Owens
exactly.
as well.
I see an IC title in Joe's future.
No. World.
This is what's going
to
happen.
Universal.
I'm calling it here, guys. You ready?
Mark this down.
IC title goes from Miz to Strowman to Joe.
You think Joe will beat Strowman?
Yes.
I would certainly elevate the IC strap.
I would actually love that.
Strowman's going to get IC title at some point.
I think so too.
And then I think the only person that will beat Strowman is Joe. And that will help Joe as well.
Cool.
Okay, what's next?
Matt Hardy versus The Miz. Flu, your thoughts?
I don't understand why, especially at the moment when you're desperate for scripts, why not just put the broken character out there? Because you get your ratings. Vince obviously doesn't give a shit about the broken character.
Yep.
So why not put it out now? Because you're desperate for storyline. Triple H has joined the Shield, for Christ's sake. So what? Why can't we just do the broken Matt character? He's on his own. Right. Jeff's not about. It's the perfect time. Takes a knock to the head. Does the broken. It would certainly be more interesting than the stuff we're getting.
I have to say, Matt Hardy dropped a beautiful moonsault.
Beautiful moonsault.
Yeah, it was really good. Very good. I mean, the reason why I mentioned it is because obviously he's older. His knees.
I hear what you're saying, but I hear what Flu's saying as well. Like, there's no point in him just being there to job every week. It's long.
Yeah.
She's just doing the Dudley Boys thing.
Yeah. Do you know what?
Speaking that's of what Dudley, we didn't talk about. What did you guys think was going to happen?
We didn't talk about.
They've used the Broken Matt character.
Yeah, definitely.
Shame on all of you. This is man we're talking about.
Skilly's drinking squash while abusing us with his pinky finger out.
We didn't talk about Bubba's retirement this week.
Oh, yeah, Bubba retired.
Yeah, did you watch? Did you
done?
You know, yeah. Did you see his retirement?
I saw it. Yeah, I saw the whole thing.
It was really weird
when he gave a piece of wood, a table, to a little child.
Oh, I need to watch this.
He gave a piece of table to
This is the last table. I'm going to slam someone through a child.
This is what happened. Who was the child? Just a random child.
I think he was like a big Dudley Boys fan.
But he called this child into the ring and said, "You are going to be the people."
Yeah.
And I'm going to address the people. Then he had a really weird hug with a young man.
I need to watch this.
Then he gave him a piece of wood from the last table that
he
ever
broke. And he said, "It's okay to have black friends, but just know when black people are trying to plead for their rights in America, they can't do it. But it's okay to be friends with a black guy and wrestle with him for 17 odd years. But when he wants to take a knee in protest, they can't do that. Here's a piece of table."
He didn't actually say that. But, well, yeah.
He makes it.
But he gave a piece of table.
I was actually looking at Skillet like, would he actually say this?
No, he actually didn't say that part. But he really did give a piece of table to a young boy.
Outstanding.
Maybe he thought it was sentimental. Like,
yeah, but...
I've told people gates. Through tables so many years.
He gave
here
a piece,
is a
of,
piece
table, of a
table. Of the
table. The last
I'm
table.
I'm passing it on.
Well, you know what would be really nice?
To the younger generation.
You know how many titles the Dudleys won? You know what would be really nice if he just gave a title to the kid?
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Would it be nice if he put the kid through a table?
That would be good, though.
Off the top rope, like Mae Young.
Yeah. that would be
nice. And what happened, little Jimmy? When I was 13, a big man gave me a piece of wood. Show me where he touched you. Show me where he touched you.
Next up, Asuka defeated jobber Stacey Cullen. Asuka clubbed the enhancement talent Stacey Cullen. She grinned as she took her foe apart, strike by strike.
Big up to Stacey.
This is what we want to see, right?
I like squash matches.
Yeah, man.
It reminds me of Wrestling Challenge on a Sunday, sitting there in my pants.
Okay.
Finn Balor versus Cesaro.
Nice visual. Thanks, Flu.
Right, this is what I turned it on. This is
Finn Balor versus Cesaro. What do you think, Ace?
I thought it was a wicked match.
It's very good.
It's a good match.
Second best match of the week? No, first. Maybe the best match of the week. I would say so, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Nakamura and Owens second.
Yeah, that's decent. Yeah.
But yeah, I loved the ending, because sometimes it can be a bit telegraphed, the punt at the end. So I loved the double boot to the back of the head.
Yeah,
the commentators weren't expecting it, but I loved it. It was a great match.
That was great. Very good match. I'm glad that those two had a nice little face off in the ring. We'll like to see that again in a pay-per-view one day, hopefully.
There you go, Tay. Getting to know you, Tay. Give me a selection of a couple of your favourite. I hope you don't mind. I think I'm putting you on the spot. Give me a couple of your favourite matches, just so I can get a vibe of who I'm working with here.
Well, I came in the Attitude Era, so my matches were Stone Cold versus McMahon, the whole length of it. I loved all of that. Corporate Rock. I loved Corporate Rock. Mm-hmm. Corporate Undertaker. I actually was probably one of the few people who liked the Undertaker when he came back.
The Ministry one?
No.
Oh, the Biker?
Biker Undertaker. I didn't like it.
He was rolling.
I know. I knew Skillet would do this.
He
looks down on me when I do that. No, but
that went wrong, didn't it? Good call. Good. I can trust you, Tay.
That was my era. I love that attitude.
Talking of which, do you think we look at the stuff now and we're like, sweet Jesus, what is wrong with us? Do you think people our age, when they were watching the Attitude Era, saw the Ministry of Darkness stuff, you know, with the Undertaker getting the Brood in and then the Crucible? Do you think for them they were like, this is absolutely ridiculous, you're destroying my
100%.
Product?
Of course, obviously not everybody. When we were watching wrestling then, obviously wrestling was at its highest and everybody did watch it, but there were some people that there were still naysayers, like, what the hell is this?
So is it just time that we stop watching?
No, it's not.
Is it not for us anymore?
We just know how good wrestling can be and how trashy wrestling can be. I was looking back at that stuff at that time thinking that was trash.
Mm-hmm.
But I still loved wrestling. Loved it more than ever. But I knew all that stuff. Where to, Stephanie? Yeah. All that stuff was terrible.
Yeah.
But
it was...
Still loved it.
No, you're right. Well, was it terrible?
It was terrible.
It was done better, wasn't it?
It was terrible. And when they were burning the bear. Oh, the bear! Stephanie's bear. Bismarck, oh, that's her bear!
I was so excited. Awful. Austin had to help them.
Awful. And then when you found out that it wasn't Sting, all that time I thought, oh, it's going to be Sting. Sting's going to jump ship.
That'd be
Sting's going to be the higher power.
And it was.
Oh, my God, Sting.
It was me, Austin.
It was me, Austin. Terrible. Yeah. You still loved it.
It wasn't terrible, though.
It was terrible.
You know why it wasn't terrible? Because you didn't expect it.
You know it's supposed to be Christopher Daniels.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It was supposed to be Christopher Daniels.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
The higher power was going to be Christopher Daniels, and Vince McMahon pulled it last minute.
Why?
Vince goes, nah, it's going to be me.
I think that's rumour and speculation.
No, Bruce Pritchard actually... Bruce Pritchard actually said it.
Okay.
Kane, Tombstone's Finn Balor on stage. Does anybody really want to see Kane in 2017?
Final run, surely. Do you know what
I mean? I hate
it's 100% his final run, and obviously you've got to respect him.
No, you don't.
What is this, man?
Why do you hate Kane so much?
Because I don't want. I hate this. I hate Kane.
Always hated Kane.
I loved Kane when he first came.
Yeah.
And then after 2000, I hate Kane.
When he starts.
He hasn't been good.
Yeah. He took off the mask?
He was never good when he took off the mask. He wasn't good when he electrocuted Shane McMahon's nuts.
Yeah.
When he wrestled Undertaker 2004 for WrestleMania, that was dead.
So he pretty much died after he tagged with X-Pac.
And I've tolerated Kane far too long now. I don't want to see Kane anymore.
No, he deserves a final hurrah, though.
He doesn't
deserve a final hurrah.
He does.
Yes, he does. He does.
20 years. 20 years on the road, man.
Is that match going to be good?
Monster versus Monster.
That's not going to be a good match. Is that going to do anything for Braun Strowman?
Yes.
You beat a 50-year-old man,
what's
Kane?
What's the definitive Kane match?
Exactly.
Undertaker,
there we
Kane.
Go. Good question.
Yeah, Undertaker Kane. Well, you guys, first
Kane,
WrestleMania.
Kane guys.
Yeah,
I think
Undertaker Kane was the definitive.
The first Undertaker Kane one.
Yeah. Definitely.
When they were
I know there's a lot of people
out.
That love Kane and would put them in his hall of... They would put him in the Mount Rushmore, but...
No, there isn't. Let's be honest.
No, there's a lot of people that will put Kane
in. No, you know Rob Smythe? Rob Smithy and Smithy and Smythe, one of our boys? He is a gay... A Kane guy.
I said that.
Kane, sorry,
Rob. 2003 run was his new theme.
A Kane guy.
Yeah, I didn't even like that, though.
Love that theme. I'm being a bit harsh on Kane. Kane,
you're being very harsh.
But to be like, 2017, I'm not being harsh on Kane. I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him in this generation.
So he doesn't deserve a final hurrah?
No.
Yes, he does.
So he just go.
He does.
Yes.
No,
he can't just fade away.
Exactly.
Is he going to fade away?
Yeah, he deserves to be retired.
I agree with Tay and Ace. I think he deserves respect.
You all suck.
He deserves to be retired.
Yeah,
I think Strowman is the guy.
However, I don't think he should not be beating Finn Balor. He should not be beating Seth Rollins. He should not be taking out young talent.
He has to look. He has to look like a monster again before he takes on Braun Strowman. He can't be like the guy that we saw a couple of years ago when he was Corporate Kane and everybody was beating him up. It needs to look believable that he can beat Braun Strowman.
Doesn't work without the flames as well. Just turning the lights off.
You're right about that.
I can just turn the lights off. Yeah.
Speak of turning the lights off, talk about the Daniel Bryan segment, please, when he's on the phone.
Yeah, so you've got Daniel Bryan on the phone in the dark, and then he comes off the phone, but the light's still on. And then he gets grabbed around the neck, and then there's a commotion. And then when you come back, he's been, obviously, chokeslammed by Kane. And it's one of those moments where I'm like, do I want to watch wrestling anymore?
That's terrible.
Because I actually turned off shortly. I turned off. I'll show you what. We all know the bit I turned off on the Skillet. Yeah. When I we can talk about that later. Yeah. But it's just...
Well, can I say a positive from this is...
Please.
Does it mean that Daniel Bryan can take bumps now?
No, because he didn't take a bump.
But kind of took a... virtual bump.
If he had an in-the-dark match, then he would take shitloads of bumps. He's been jumping off the rafters through flaming tables. But he has to be in the dark.
And does this not mean that Daniel Bryan could potentially join Team SmackDown?
No. Hey, can I say something to you?
No.
Stop putting yourself through this.
What?
Daniel Bryan never going to wrestle ever again, bro.
Yep.
Not in WWE.
Punk's not coming back. Daniel Bryan's not wrestling.
It might be a case of where Bryan, he might be like, when his contract runs out in February, he might be like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to Ring of Honor. Or something like that. Or maybe even Japan. He'd probably go to Japan over Ring of Honor. But in WWE, we never seen that again.
If Punk and Bryan and all these guys do go to Ring of Honor or do go to Japan, could something happen there? If names like Punk and Bryan, and let's say Wade Barrett and all your people start going over, could something happen?
I agree. It could. It definitely could.
And then your people like Ziggler would be like, I'm out of here. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like it's something that's needed because WWE don't have that much of a competition.
Yeah.
They've got no competition.
So they're doing shit like this.
Yeah.
And they're getting away with it because there's no one on their heels.
100%.
At all.
Their competition is The Simpsons now, Family Guy and stuff like that. Yeah.
They can be as shit as they want to be, and there's nothing to compete with them. Do you know what I mean?
Are you getting ready?
Skinny, you heard that?
I'm getting ready.
I'm tired of me talking.
All right. So after that, Seth Rollins took on Kane. You guys are Kane fans. Go on, talk about it.
Okay. We need to say something positive about the product right now because obviously this section sucked. The Usos.
They're even on this show.
I'm grabbing the straws, dude.
Yes.
Now, what are you guys thinking about the Kane Seth Rollins match? It wasn't bad. Seth Rollins did nice work. Yeah. He did some nice work.
It was alright. He lost.
He lost to Kane.
Yeah.
Cool. Next up, Heath Slater, Rhino versus Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. None of you talk, please.
These aren't bells, these are tears of Skillet hitting the ground.
So upset.
Happy Halloween.
So that's... is that now twice you've put the Bullet Club they've done?
They're done, man.
Are they actually done? So they're not just done with the product. Do you think they're actually done in your eyes? Because it's... that was clown
shit. They're not done in my eyes, because I'm not going to blame them for what's going on. But they're done in terms of... I know Vince ain't going to do no club reunion. Vince ain't going to use them with the Balor. It's curtains for Gallows Anderson. They're just workers now.
They're just what they call good hands.
Good hands. The good brothers are good hands. That's what they're called. They should be called good hands and not the good brothers.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. They could have done so much more. If you know how great of a talker Karl Anderson is as well, this is a sin of talent. They're wasting so much good talent right now. It's unbelievable. But hey, I have to accept it. That's what it is. It is what it is.
It's like that whole thing though. They can't... not everybody can be Shawn Michaels. You know, you have to have a Tito Santana. Do you know what I mean? Is that a perfectly good spot for him? Or I'm grabbing the straws.
Halloween gear.
Oh, God,
losing to a Rhino.
Yeah.
Well, dressed as Mrs. Claus.
The last surviving.
Rhino was dressed as Mrs. Claus. Paul Heyman must be fuming.
Pumpkins on their heads.
That's actually when I turned off Raw. I couldn't watch anymore. So after this, you're on your own, guys, because I turned off.
It was dire. Absolutely dire.
Tay, did you find any humour in this?
No. I was just very upset for what they made them do.
Like, it's an F.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Feck off.
I mean, Gallus and Anderson smash into each other with the pumpkins on their heads. It's like comic relief nonsense. I know Bullet Club's done some comic relief stuff as well in their time.
Well, they've done this every year, don't they? They do something like this every year. But normally it's the people who can either handle it, like a Santino Marella. Yeah. Or it's somebody who you just don't care. But putting the Bullet Club there is, I don't know, man. I feel like, yeah. I feel like almost sometimes they're like, yeah, let me do this for the marks. Do you know what I mean? This will teach them a lesson for caring about the product. And I feel sometimes they're actually trying to spite the elder fans.
They always do.
And then when you moan about it, you get called a mark or a bitch or something like that. And it's just, yeah, it's unfortunate. Right, something good about wrestling at the moment.
Elias Sampson's really good at the moment.
He is, man.
He's growing on me. I didn't like him before, but he is growing on me.
I'm walking with Elias now, man.
I love the gimmick that he's meant to be able to break guitars, but he doesn't know how to break a guitar very well. I love that.
You're hurting somebody.
Oh, he's killing people.
Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
But hey, that's good television, though. Are you allowed to get hit in the head with a guitar?
I don't think so.
Or are they getting hit on the arm? Oh, is it the arms? Yeah. Right.
I didn't get his quotes. I guess you got to be from wherever Raw was this week to get it.
Yeah, of course. He's the last
bingo of truth in this world. The only guy in worse shape is Joe Flacco.
Yeah, it's obviously relevant to
this. One of the NFL players. Yeah, probably.
Where were they again this week?
Somewhere. But I am definitely walking with Elias, though.
Yeah. And did he beat Jason Jordan this week? Yeah. Jason Jordan broke his guitar. That's what happened. Yeah.
No, but they had a match.
It was just a little schmoz, wasn't it?
Ah, okay.
Do you know who was the MVP of this week, though?
Go on.
Besides Joe coming back, the real star of the week, Drew motherfucking Gulak.
I actually thought that scene.
His promo was amazing. Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah.
With his
S-O-F-T. Soft.
Don't forget the finger.
Yeah. That was good.
If you're talking incompetent, you're talking Kalisto.
It's sad that you think he was the MVP of this week. That actually goes to show how bad the show was.
Yeah.
But he got a good promo.
It was decent. It wasn't worth waiting for.
Okay, Samoa Joe really was the MVP, wasn't
he? Yeah, of course it was.
Bliss versus Mickie James.
It's the main event. The main pissing.
Who thought Mickie was going to... Do you think Mickie was going to win this?
No.
I did. I was like, why are they making him fight again?
Nah, she wouldn't have won. She would never have won them.
I didn't get it. I don't understand why she had another opportunity.
The main event flu.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Main event, eh?
I'm sorry.
So I see what it
is. Oh, hang on, the ending. Sorry.
A punch. It was like a
That's
slap.
That's it. It was like so dead.
She beat her with a slap. Wow.
And then we cut to backstage and Miz, who has found a dustbin. He found a dustbin and got suspicious, but he didn't get suspicious when a fucking dustbin truck turned up. And then Braun Strowman, he got crushed, so he got killed in a white van, stayed in the vehicle for a week and a half, then changed into a red van, drove into the venue, blocked the Miz, who thought it was weird that there was a dustbin there, but didn't think it was weird that a fucking dustbin truck, the thing he's worried about, was there, and then Braun Strowman got out of the truck. So you're telling me he's been in the truck for a week?
Positivity, Shane, positivity.
No, fuck positivity. Fuck you, Vince McMahon, Arsene Wenger. This is bullshit. Go to hell, and I'm out. No. This is bullshit.
Did you see the way Strowman ran off?
It was so bad.
That was so funny.
It was horrible. And then he gave Curtis Axel four British Bulldog Davey Boy Smith running power slams. And then one of them was in through a table, wasn't it? And then the crowd went, oh, with him as he went, oh.
So he's a face now?
He's a face.
Don't get me wrong. Not slagging off Braun Strowman. Not slagging off Miz and the boys. Nothing wrong with that. It's the shit they're dealing with. Mm. I can get over the fact that there was a camera in the limo and all that stuff. These are little things. Yeah. Who cares about that? But I can't get over the fact that you couldn't even be bothered to get a truck that looked similar. The
same truck. That's all you had to do.
It's, or also, you know, am I stupid? Just have Braun Strowman driving the truck.
That'd be good.
Why does he have to be... You stupid... You're ruining my childhood! Mm-hmm. While you're at it, get Top Cat out of the bank videos. Don't put Top Cat in bank videos.
Okay.
Yeah, tangents. Tangents, Skillet. You're not the only one who can be random.
I think we should take a little break to make sure Flu calms down so we get to the next
Who's
segment.
The interview with, guys?
We might as well have an interview. Let's have the interview with Bailey this week.
Cool.
Yeah, Ash Rose is part of
She's
it too.
She's doing well.
Ash Rose was part of the interview with Alexa Bliss, and he was also helping me out with the interview with Bailey as well. So this is myself and Ash Rose with the one and only Bailey.
The Kick-Out.
How you doing, Bailey? Good to see you again.
Good to see you. How's the shoulder, first of all?
It's good. Well, it's kind of good. I had a physical therapy yesterday and today, and the guy has been amazing here in Brooklyn. His name's Richard, so he won't watch this, but just so he knows, I'm shouting out Richard. Yeah, he might move evolution or something. That's what it's called. He's really helping me. Like, he's been scraping my shoulder, like breaking the muscles down and all that stuff. And I lost my sling, so he decided to like tape it up with tape my back and everything. So kind of just keeping it all intact. But it's feeling so much better than it did even like on Monday. So I'm really happy.
Did he give you any indication when you'll be back in the ring?
Well, the sucky thing is I'm not going to be here. I mean, I'm leaving on Monday or Tuesday or whatever. So I won't be able to stay with him. But I am getting reevaluated in like a month or so. And I think that's when I'll really see when my time frame is. But I really just, it's still healing. He told me like everything's still very tender. And just, it's all, it's like swollen up here. So I kind of have to wait. Go slow pace.
How gutting for you is it to miss one of the big events of the year?
It sucks. I had to, like, the first week I went back home and I had to, I was so emotional and sad, but then I was like, I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. Like, I want to be doing this for a long time. I want to do this forever. So I know there's going to be more SummerSlams. And I was just happy to watch Raw on Monday and see that it'll be Sasha Banks that's getting this championship match now. So that makes my heart really happy. It's like, I feel like I am kind of there when she's doing this. So I hope she wins that title back. Then I'll be really, really happy.
Could we see a repeat then of Sasha Bailey? Obviously, we're in Brooklyn, the site of your wonderful match that we love so much. Does that bring back memories being here?
Yeah, always. Every time I come here, even if it's just for a live event or Raw or anything, it always, just passing by Barclays gives me butterflies. Like yesterday we went out to eat and we were right in front of Barclays and just walking by it, just... It just has like a nostalgia about it that makes me smile. And I also debuted in that building for WWE, so it's always going to be like a second home to me.
And finally, I mean, where do you see that match going? I mean, it's your best friend, Sasha. Is Sasha finally going to take it home?
Oh, of course. She has to. She made a video earlier this week, and she said that she's never won in Barclays. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's because of you.
Right.
I was thinking that.
This time I'll let her take it. Yeah. I hope she does, though. I hope she does.
The Kick Out.
Yeah, that was it.
And there you have it.
I feel like you're at your end of your interviews. I feel like you're getting to the dregs of your interviews. Is that
true?
No,
we got next.
But not next week. Ace, tell them why.
Oh, next week we will have Enzo Amore.
Enzo Amore next week.
Yes.
The week after that, we're going to have Nikki Bella.
Okay.
And we'll have Stat Guy Greg.
Oh, Stat Guy Greg as well.
Is that right?
Stat Guy Greg from Cheap Heat.
From Cheap
Heat. Outstanding.
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Should we go to SmackDown?
Smack Dizzle.
Where was SmackDown this week?
Norfolk.
Yes, Tay. Actually, Tay, can you give me a job?
Your job. You can't give it to me because I remember when I'm
every
here.
Every week, Tay, to know where Raw or SmackDown is.
Because I remember.
Because Skillet and Ace always struggles with this.
Yeah.
So is that right, Tay?
Where the hell
can we give that job for you to
Where is Norfolk?
So it's in Norfolk.
Hey, can I just say, we're recording this in Flu's flat here. Yeah? Flu's got a lightsaber.
Yes, indeed.
You know what?
What colour is it? Blue or red, though? Is he a Sith or is he a Jedi? Yeah. He's a Jedi.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait. He's a Sith. You're a Sith and a Jedi.
I'm a Sith, baby. Everyone knows I'm a Sith.
What's the name of the Counselor? Chancellor. Palpatine?
Darth Luku.
I'm just going to say Luku. That my little cousin Shiloh has this, but he has gone to Barbados. And I miss my little Shiloh.
And he's got Thor's hammer.
And I've got Thor's hammer. You know, I've got a Cyberman helmet. And also, guys, you haven't seen this?
He's got money in the bag. He's got briefcase.
Money in the briefcase.
Are you going to cash
I'm cashing in.
Against Ace.
Cashing in against Ace.
Against Thor.
I'm not supposed to be able to lift this up.
And also, Gray's Sports Almanac. Back to the Future 2.
That's dope.
That's amazing. You know what? Yeah, I noticed that before. That's amazing.
I could just sit in this house all day, you know.
you're welcome gadgets. Anytime, guys. Wicked.
Awesome. SmackDown, Norfolk. Where the hell is Norfolk?
Virginia.
Okay.
Do you make this up, Skills?
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, shall I Google it? See if I'm right, though.
No, all the Googling. This is terrible for the audience.
No, it's not. Because they want to find out if Norfolk is in Virginia as well.
Right now, they're driving in a bath. They're maybe having a shit. If you're having a shit listening to the kick out, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say to you, Flu says, enjoy that shit. I haven't had a solid poo since about 2008.
Oh, look who's right. Norfolk in the city... In Virginia.
Well, yay!
Come on. Anyway, it started off with Shane McMahon.
He'll turn.
Coming down to the ring. Was it with Shane McMahon?
It was Shane McMahon.
Yep.
Hashtag under siege.
You see, you know last week I said, is Booker T okay? Is Kurt Angle okay? Is Shane McMahon okay? Because he just seems angry and sweaty and not... coherent.
I hear you saying.
Anyone would think he was on the roids. But I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure that's not why he's sweating, suddenly much bigger, surviving helicopter things and always angry. Nah, he's not on the roids. Heel podcast.
Yeah, it was Shane. Shane McMahon did kick off SmackDown, didn't he?
Shane.
He did kick off, yes. Yeah. And he made... and it just proved how much Stephanie is so much better on the mic. Because, he just kind of fumbled his way through. To be fair, he kind of explained why he did it. But for me, Shane McMahon is coming across as a heel at the moment.
Yeah. I think that's the point. I feel like he's turning heel. I think him and Daniel Bryan are going to have some more interaction. Heel-face interaction. I'm excited about Shane as a heel, to be fair. Because some of his best moments were as a heel.
Agreed.
He can be very annoying, one of them very, like super antagonist heels as well.
And he won't need to do high spots in his matches. No. He can just be a dick doing annoying punches.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
He did say that he thinks that Kane attack and Brian Kurt Angle set up, he said.
Okay. I like the way he said former tag team. Good. It's little things like that. Just give me
Team
little things. Just sprinkle little things on that.
Hell no, yeah, that's good.
What was the other thing? I'm interested to see, because obviously there's going to be a moment at Survivor Series when Kurt Angle and Shane McMahon come face to face. But the problem is, they're famous for going through those glass panels. So how are they going to do a PG version of that?
My whole thing is, why does Shane have to be involved in this match again?
Why did he make himself captain as well? Yeah. How arrogant and terrible is that? That's why it's heel.
Yeah.
SmackDown, the landing opportunity until Shane McMahon gets involved.
And it means he's going to take his third loss now.
So what are we talking? It's Shane, Randy, Shinsuke, AJ Styles, I'm assuming.
Bobby Roode.
So and Bobby Roode, which I thought was interesting. Good for Roode, as he's in the main event.
Good for Roode, but this I don't
is
like it.
I think this is his one chance. He's got to shine. Otherwise, he's going to be mid-card solid hand.
I thought
he's got
to shine.
Do
you not think so?
Yeah, but Raw's winning this year.
Yeah
but I feel like SmackDown should still have a stronger team.
So what's Team Raw?
Strowman. Yeah.
Angle.
Roman Reigns apparently.
Come back in.
Reigns, Joe, and Finn.
Is
it Joe?
Yeah, apparently Joe's going to be.
What about Kane?
No, Kane.
I don't think Kane will be.
So, does that mean Kane is taking on. He's not taking on Strowman?
Not in this.
Or are they building that? Don't build that for WrestleMania.
Kane's going to eliminate. It's going to be reason why Strowman gets eliminated.
Yeah, what, agreed.
At Survivor Series.
Yeah, Kane will get rid of Strowman, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they'll start building that. I still think the Raw team looks so much stronger than the SmackDown team.
How? You got AJ Styles and SmackDown. You got Nakamura on SmackDown.
Is AJ Styles on that team?
He'll be on the team, yeah. AJ Styles going to be on the team. Nakamura, Bobby Roode. That's very strong. Randy Orton.
Randy and Shane.
That's very strong. Strong team.
Nah. I think not compared to Joe... Roman Reigns.
How they're booked instead of the actual.
Well, you
talent,
have to. That, what else am I going to? What else am I going to base it on?
But Raw will
win. Has they been booked, Greg? Balor's a very weak link if you're going to talk about booking.
Exactly. Okay.
And he's on Raw.
Yeah, I suppose. All right, cool. I don't think Balor should be on that team, to be fair, though.
You will be.
Why is it not going to be Balor Kane at Survivor Series?
Who wants to see that?
No one wants to see it, but they've been. But he just tombstoned him on the ramp. I'm not saying no one wants to see it, but like they have to get his revenge. No,
I think that
you know
was
what
just
Ace
the thing
probably
for
no
Kane.
No Ace is probably right. You know they probably, really? Probably won't be Balor.
I don't think it will be Balor. What about Bray? Yeah.
He was back. You know the Shield with Triple H did take on the Bar and Bray Wyatt. So Bray Wyatt's back.
Bray will be on the team.
Bray will probably be on the team. Really? It'll probably be Kane Balor. So I say. Bobby Roode
Demon versus Demon. I like that. No? Okay.
Really? Skillet is giving daggers to Ace right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I like how it sounds. Demon versus Demon.
It does. It yeah. Hey, it sounds good.
It looks good on paper. No? Demon versus Demon. Okay. Cool.
Dolph Ziggler took on Bobby Roode 2 hour free
falls. Why is this still going on?
But it was a good match, though.
It was wicked.
It was a good
very
match.
Good match.
I'm bored of them, too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that was the last one of the thing. And it was a great match to end it on. Bobby Roode won, so that means he's part of the team SmackDown. He came out, did a promo afterwards, which was a bit weird. Because he was supposed to say, I'm glad I'm on Team SmackDown with my teammates showing compassion. Yeah. I mean, showing passion and confidence. What? You're messing up, Robbie. Just say, I'm glad I'm on Team SmackDown, and because I'm on Team SmackDown, it's going to be glorious.
Which he's saying too much. Sorry, Skills. Bobby Roode's not working for me at all.
It's not. Don't say I agree.
It's
NXT
not.
Curse.
It's not.
Don't make it
I
not think, work.
And I'll tell you what, work. Skillet, who are these guys, the Ring of Honor guys at NXT? Look
what,
at
what
the what are they calling them?
What Bobby Fish and
yeah, what are they
called?
The Re something.
Oh, you're talking about the Era. What are they called now? They're called what are they called now? The Era.
Know. The Re something. But it's not working for me either. I think sometimes Skills are. A
what
little,
you don't think that's working?
I think you're a little bit too defensive of people who aren't WWE, and they come over and you don't give them a fresh look at it. If you look at it freshly, Bobby Roode, other than the music, is not good enough.
I agree.
Oh my
and also,
Lord.
I would think the Ring of Honor guy.
Hold on, you
I
said that Bobby Roode wasn't good enough on NXT. He was amazing at NXT.
He was I'm okay at NXT, but that's because I was in love with the music.
Undisputed era.
If he came on with generic number 13 music,
no,
you
disagree.
Would not be a fan
Bobby
of Bobby Roode as much.
Bobby Roode at NXT was amazing. Him as a heel was
okay.
Amazing.
Half of it was the music, though. A lie. Yeah. Half of it is the... Not even half. I would say more than that. I said about 75% of Bobby Roode is the entrance.
This is unbelievable what I'm hearing.
It is. It's true.
Bro, right, take out his... This is glorious. Yeah. Take that out and take out his theme
music. His in-ring work is still good.
He's just a good wrestler.
For me, he's a bit too compassionate.
And you can't say nothing about the Undisputed Era yet because you haven't seen them wrestle together.
I watched them
against... Will you watch them... Yeah, I can't say nothing about the Undisputed Era because you haven't seen them wrestle yet. You got to think about War Games. That's going to be amazing. And trust me, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, and Adam Cole, when they find their feet in the WWE.
It's Kyle O'Reilly. His mannerisms are too much. The way he walks down the ring, he looks like
yet.
The Repo Man. Johnny's just over the top.
I'm going to remind you of this when you become the big Kyle O'Reilly
mark. I Skillet at the moment, please God prove me wrong. I'm looking forward to War Games. I truly am. Yeah. Okay, what's next on SmackDown?
No, Bobby Roode's working, okay?
It's not working, but
he's got time on his side.
Glorious! That's all he does. Waves his little arm and says glorious. Then he messes up his script. No.
Okay. AJ Styles will make quick work of Jinder Mahal's lackey. Which symbol was it? Was it Sunil or was it...
Yeah, it was Sunil this week.
And what was the other one? Sunil and what's the other one called?
It was Killer B number 2.
Hey, you know what's funny? You know he's going to take all the bumps against Brock Lesnar. Sunil and...
Sanjay
and Sunil are going to take all the bumps.
Did you see...
you know what I mean? And then,
in Manchester next week gonna win on SmackDown, AJ Styles has a title match against... Jinder. It's Tuesday live in SmackDown. So you never know. Are they going to be really smart... And swap it, and then make it AJ versus Brock, which will make me shit the bed.
Nope. No, they're not. No, they're not.
No, I know. We're doing it to ourselves again, mate.
Vince wants Jinder to beat everybody, apparently.
Jinder's going to beat Brock Lesnar.
Did you see the, he don't want Naan sign in the crowd?
No, he don't want none. That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
That is funny. Yeah.
That's a feature we got to do. Sign of the week.
That's good.
And we can start off with this. Sign of the week. He don't want none. For AJ Styles and Jinder Mahal, and I think that has to, whoever put that sign up, can we make a round of applause for the guy who created that sign? You don't want none. Slightly racist, but amazing.
And is it true that John Cena is going to be the special guest referee for this match as well?
Yes, they've released the, they've, as always, the geniuses have released the poster early, and John Cena is in between them. So
why
yeah,
do
Cena's
we need
ref-
John Cena in this match?
Because whether fighting or spitting, his discipline is unforgiving.
And he brushes his mouth with Colgate.
I
brush my mouth with Colgate.
Gonna face yeah. Jinder Mahal at WrestleMania.
So what is John Cena's role in this? I know he's the referee, yeah. But like.
He's the American.
Does he help Jinder beat Brock?
Or he's probably going to hold back one of the Singh brothers or something, and then no. They're going to start beefing.
Listen to what you just said, Ace. Say that again, what you just said.
Does he help Jinder beat Brock? Does he help?
Flip it. He helps Brock beat Jinder. Oh, what did you say the first time?
Does John Cena help Jinder beat Brock?
Yes.
Why would he do that? What is wrong with you?
He's doing the heel turn on the floor turn. And of course that's not going to happen.
John Cena is never going to heel turn.
Never turn heel.
Hey, they're losing a lot of... They need ratings, you never know.
But and the thing is, helping Jinder beat Brock doesn't really make him a heel, to be fair.
What if Cena becomes a Mirage sympathizer? Sympathizes with...
Wouldn't that be a turn?
You know what I mean?
Brought him out in a burqa and stuff. Yeah. That would be... Wow.
No. I don't like that.
God, I hate Sin Cara. He was all fired.
Just signed a new contract. They're giving him a little push. Yeah. Give him a little push.
What do you think of Sin Cara throwing a chair at Baron Corbin?
Didn't really care.
Big chair as well.
Didn't he have loads of fights backstage?
Oh yeah, he beat up Jericho. He beat up one of the vaudevillains. Not Aiden, the other one.
Yeah, the little moustache over.
So he banged up Simon Gotch, banged up Jericho. He banged up someone else as well. He's a bat, you know.
Yeah.
Sin Cara, he's swingers.
And Vince secretly likes that, doesn't he? Don't fight backstage, but if you do, it's really sexy.
You're Latin. You're Hispanic. Fight.
What is wrong with you?
Hi, Vince McMahon. I'm a black person who wants to make it in the WWE. You can do two things. You gotta be mad, or you gotta dance. Oh. Jesus Christ. But I'm not. But hey, women are okay now. Jesus Christ. Gotta hate wrestling.
Rusev and Aiden English had a nice promo with New Day.
Why are we doing this, though?
Why are we doing this podcast?
Why are we doing New Day versus Rusev and Aiden English?
I love this segment, though. Rusev Day was funny. I thought Aiden English was amazing. Yeah. And I love the costumes New Day was wearing. The Brother Love, Jimmy Hart, and Akeem, the African Dream, baby. It feels good. No. It's a shame that we finally got to see Big E versus Rusev, and Big E was dressed as Akeem, the African Dream. That was a shame. But, you know, I enjoy this. I think Rusev's doing some good comedy, like Tay mentioned last week. He's good at comedy, so why not make him do it? Rusev Day is really good.
Have you seen they're planning to make them a tag team? Because there's no heel tag team, obviously, now Ascension of... Yeah. Done whatever they've done, so I think those two are going to. Which could
Rusev
be something.
Aiden English.
Rusev and Aiden English thing. They go forward as a tag team. Apparently, I don't know.
That would be bad for Rusev.
Speaking of tag teams, I didn't think the Fashion Files thing
wasn't funny at all. Does this mean the Bludgeon Brothers are going to come in as a comedy gimmick thing?
That's what I was thinking. Why? Like,
well, because at the end,
they were flashing lights and they went around the flashing lights.
No, I think the Bludgeon Brothers are going to be the ones to put an end to this stuff and probably brutalize them.
What are they going to do with their hammers if they're not allowed to hit people with hammers?
Hit the ground? Come on.
Oh, what? And they'll hit the ring so hard that it'll make people fall over. I hate my life.
Hit the ground. Shinsuke Nakamura took on Kevin Owens, and whoever wins will become a member of the Team SmackDown. We already mentioned that Shinsuke won. So Shinsuke won. So we were assuming that Owens and Zayn are going to interfere and cost SmackDown.
Yeah, Kane will interfere. Sammy, it'll be a big kind of... mess, smash. Like TLC, big schmars.
Schmars.
Can I say one more thing that I didn't like about SmackDown? Sorry. I'm not enjoying Shelton Benjamin and Chad Gable.
I liked it.
I don't.
Their little battle.
What, the little rap thing. For me, it didn't work at all.
I feel like it's forced. I don't like
it. It is forced, because Shelton hasn't really... I don't think Shelton listens to hip-hop.
I just think he's crap.
Shelton seems like the only black guy that's listening. He seems like one of those black guys that doesn't listen to hip-hop.
He's into country.
Do you think so?
Country music.
I love Shelton. I love Shelton. Shelton's my boy. He's one of the greatest of all time. But... I don't think this is the hip hop, man.
No, he does, but listen to music.
I don't think he does.
His entrance music.
I think Chad Gable listens to hip hop because they're doing this whole thing with hip hop with Chad Gable before with Jason Jordan. I think Chad Gable likes his hip hop.
I find it really uncomfortable to watch because you're right. Shelton just looks like, why am I here?
You are Shelton Benjamin, your favorite rapper of all time. You'd probably say Eazy-E or Ice Cube. Man, I love what Public Enemy did.
I don't like it. I'm not into it at all.
But the match is going to be amazing when they finally have it.
Ain't it like next week?
Oh, yeah. Finally. It's not going to be a pay-per-view, is it? That's a shame.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm very much looking forward to Usos.
Usos, Ambrose, sure, and Seth. That's going to be crazy. It's absolutely going to be the match of the night.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't
know. Unless AJ Styles has something to say about it, and he kills it again at the Survivor Series 5-on-5.
But, yeah, he was good last year, wasn't he?
AJ was amazing in that match last year.
He was good last year.
Flew, you okay? You look flustered.
I'm just, it's just terrible, isn't it?
You want to talk about something a bit, you want to end it in a positive note.
I just thought to myself, I'll try and say something positive at the end, and I got nothing.
NXT's positive. Did you watch NXT last night?
I did watch NXT. It was meh.
Well,
the Ring of Honor thing's not working for me at the moment.
Takeover Houston's going to be great.
Hey, Aleister Black, beautiful Aleister Black. Thingy on that Mexican guy.
What?
Aleister Black.
Wasn't on NXT last night.
Wasn't he?
No.
Did I watch last week?
You probably saw the week before. When Velveteen attacks him from behind.
No, I saw.
Say my name.
Sanity versus the bollocks. What are they called? The re-sighting. I wasn't calling them bollocks, Skillet.
This is really bad.
Officer Pain.
No, it was Sanity versus.
No, so last night was Officer Pain versus Sanity. The Undisputed Era came and.
I saw Undisputed Era versus Sanity.
Put it on.
No.
I'll show you now.
No.
Show you now.
I've wasted enough of my week on this crud.
Hey, has anyone else got anything positive to
say? No, we can't end like that, people.
Who's the one I brought this up?
WWE in the UK, that's positive.
Are we going to Manchester? I'm kind of busy next week.
It's not where? They're in London tomorrow.
Isn't that tomorrow?
It's in Manchester, isn't it? Yeah.
They're in Wembley tomorrow, though.
Oh, is it Wembley tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm working all night at Bruckout tomorrow night.
Oh, quite.
I'm working from 10 till 4 in the morning. Doing Bruckout. Why don't you come down?
I'm going to have to come down.
Of course you can come down.
Bring a little... Ding, 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 ding. Why not? You hear a funny story about that song. So one of my best friends got married in Jamaica last year, right? And his ope is in a beach wedding and it's open. You know, it's beautiful. Oh, Brad walks in, stunning. My boy's tearing up. I'm one of the best men. No, I'm not the best man. I'm one of the groomsmen. Me and my boys are chilling. And as he's about to say his vows, obviously because it's an open thing, people are on the beach, right, watching his wedding. But these people, everybody's everywhere. And you can hear someone blasting music from the distance, right? And it's quite loud. So as he's trying to say his vows, no one can really hear his vows. All you can hear was, why not? Why not? Why not? Classic. He listens to this podcast. He's gonna hear the story. But Aaron, it was great. It was hilarious. Love you, bro. Cool. I guess we can end it now.
No, positive. Okay, look.
Listen, NXT's gonna be amazing.
Okay, okay. Let's just go through positive stuff. Bret Hart versus Shawn. Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect matches.
Amazing.
The Brood's entrance.
Yes.
The rise of CM Punk.
Yes.
The Mr. McMahon Stone Cold Steve Austin stuff.
That's right.
The Brian Pillman Stone Cold Steve Austin stuff.
The Brian Pillman WCW stuff.
The Hart Foundation. The
ECW
rock
stuff.
Promos.
Yes.
Rock promos. Rock heel promos.
Yes. Rock returns.
The
rock
Straight returns. Edge Society.
Hollywood Rock.
Yes. Kofi Kingston in Royal Rumbles.
NWO.
Shelton and Benjamin in TLCs. NWO.
AJ Styles coming in.
AJ Styles. Entering. Shoe promos.
Samoa Joe.
AJ Styles.
RKO's out of nowhere.
Fergal Devitt. what else we got?
We got so much.
Shawn Michaels.
Bret the Hitman Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart. Bret the Hitman Hart.
Ric Flair shooting a promo.
Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair. Ric Flair coming beef. In at Survivor Series, interrupting Hulk Hogan, saying, "Do you know how long I wanted to do this, big man?"
The title celebration when it got taken over and everyone was chanting for Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan winning WrestleMania 30.
Daniel Bryan winning WrestleMania. The Undertaker losing at WrestleMania 30.
Well, I'd like to mention it.
WrestleMania 25, WrestleMania 26. WrestleMania 22.
Jericho winning, becoming
Eddie Guerrero.
The list of Jericho.
Eddie Guerrero. Lesnar and no way out. Kurt Angle.
Jake the Snake versus Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase at WrestleMania 6.
Virgil betraying that we just mentioned.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Legion of Doom versus the Nasty Boys. Demolition. Best of 3 versus the Heart Foundation.
The Oval. Getting 1, 2, 3.
The Rockers versus the Orient Express. Opening match 1992.
Booker T just doing stuff.
No, Booker T in WCW. Booker T in WCW.
Harlem Heat. Booker T defeating Rey Mysterio for the World Heavyweight Title Championship.
Harlem Heat's music. Brood's music. Ace.
I think we can stop now.
The Rock says.
Fade out.
I think we can stop.
I think that we did well. It was a great episode this week.
Oh, one more, ladies and gentlemen. The Kick Out Podcast.
Hey! All right, till next week. We'll have Enzo Amore on the show next week. Enjoy. Later.